It's okay to be white. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be Hispanic. It's okay to be straight. It's okay to be gay. But what is not okay is being an a-hole. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm your host, Anthony Newton, and you're back on Woke with Anthony. And I just came across something last night that, you know, it wasn't anything that I really came across. It's something that I've noticed, but I didn't really pay much attention to, and it just kind of, it made me mad, because, okay, well, I guess we'll skip forward a little bit, and it's just, I don't understand why we have to pay for parking when we go places. Like, whenever you go a place, you're already paying that place to be there. And you're already, you know, you like whether you have your tickets or whatever. And, you know, I was at one of my entrepreneurial endeavors last night. And went to the venue and friggin' had to pay for parking. And I just don't understand it. It seems like, you know, not that it's like a foreign concept or anything, but it seems to, you know, there's no real reason for it. You know, like all of our tax dollars go to, you know, the streets and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the fact that you have to pay to park, you know, at a building where you're already paying to be there, you know, or, you know, somebody's paying for it if it's a company you work for or something like that. You know, I don't understand why people charge for parking. You know, and people actually get parking tickets and they get their freaking cars booted. It just makes no sense to me. And, you know, those boots freaking suck. I'm kind of lucky enough to have a really big truck with really big tires. And I'll run those shits over. Don't care. Because those are ridiculous. You know, you go inside, you go to do something, and you come back outside and there's a big metal chain on your tire and you're like, what the hell? And then you have to call the person that put it there to come back, and then you have to pay them, I think it's like $80 just to for them to take it off when they put it on there in the first place. For parking a place that, you know, most of the time nobody's at anyway. You know, it's like, oh, you don't park after 7 o'clock p.m. Yo, like, what the hell? Like, then tell people places to not be open past 7 p.m. over here. Because it's freaking crazy. Like, a parking ticket, seriously? I've never actually gotten a parking ticket. I've seen people get parking tickets, and they're so upset. And I do understand the reasoning. Because that's just like, you're seriously, and then sometimes you even, you know, you put money in there, and then, you know, you maybe go over like 15 extra minutes, and then you come out, and there's a friggin' parking ticket, because the parking meter ran out friggin' 2 minutes before you got there. Like, that's friggin' crazy, just these people want to get money. Like, as if they're not already taking enough money from us in taxes and shit. God, these friggin', I just feel like, you know, everything is in taxes and insurance. Like, all my paychecks just go to taxes and insurance. There's car insurance, and there's life insurance, and there's freaking home and homeowners insurance, and, you know, you gotta pay for the schools near your house, and you gotta pay for the fire department and the police stations. You know, with some of them, I guess, you know, it's a good cause. You know, everybody has to, you know, there's obviously money that we have to pay to get people to serve and protect us. So that, I understand that. But, you know, everything is just like, you know, taxes, taxes, taxes. And then, you know, I have to freaking, then I get on the highway, you know, the Florida Turnpike, and, you know, they're charging me. Just to freaking go to Orlando and back, it's like $40. And this is not gas. This is not, I don't want you to mistake this as, oh, $40 in gas going from Orlando and back. Like, no, they're charging me to drive on this freaking road. Like, the road that my tax dollars pays for already, they're charging me more to drive on this freaking road. And let's not even freaking talk about, you know, like, times I have to go further than that on the turnpike. It's really just freaking annoying, and I don't get it. It's freaking just retarded. And I was just like, and it was not only two cars that I had to pay for, or one car, it was two cars. And it was just, it was ridiculous. So, you know, I'm going to this, you know, I'm going to this little get together, entrepreneurial type meeting. And I have to pay to park. And I just don't get it. I just really, you know, I guess that's enough of that rant. But another, like, you know, another one of those things, you know, is the police, you know, and how they just sit on the side of the road. And, oh my gosh, I have a real big serving family, you know, full of cops and military men and, you know, fire rescue. So don't get me wrong, I love to serve and protect. But I feel like we should really be serving and protecting and not just trying to catch somebody up going fucking 6 miles over the speed limit. Like, can you imagine? I mean, and I know you guys see it all the time. You know, whether it's the highway patrol or, you know, it's your local department or your county department, you know, the sheriffs. There's just so, you know, there's so many out there, you know, just parked behind trees waiting for you to go 6 miles over the speed limit so they can just pull you over and give you a $300 ticket for no freaking reason. Like, gosh, I just feel like, you know, if I'm going 120 in a 40, then pull me over. Or if you're going like, you know, you're going like 25, 30 miles over the speed limit, because I just really don't believe there's a big difference in between, you know, going 45 and a 45 and going like 60, 65 and a 45. You know, because see, everybody's going 65 and the 45. And, you know, some, and then you're just like, they're just sitting there freaking, you know, waiting for you. And, you know, I got a ticket once for going like, you know, 52 and a 45. Like, you know, it's just like barely over the limit. And I'm like, man, I should have just freaking, you know, I should have just upped the ante a little bit. You know, and actually, you know, got my money's worth. You know, just hit the 90 miles an hour, you know, and just, you know, the tickets aren't that far apart, you know. Probably like $100 apart. But I guess, you know, if I'm going 90 instead of going like, you know, 52, that's not doing anything, man. And I'm freaking coming down a freaking hill. If you want to serve and protect, we need to start going out and, you know, maybe serving and protecting the actual communities. Like all the houses that just get broken into. And, you know, the cars that get broken into. You know, people wake up and, you know, their windows are shattered and all sorts of stuff like that. And, you know, how about the human trafficking? You know, people just trafficking children all over the world. And it's always like, oh, we don't have enough resources to dedicate our time to this. And I just feel like if you really used your friggin' resources, you know, instead of having people just, you know, pop out of friggin' bushes and get somebody going 6 miles over the speed limit, what about we band together and stop some of those friggin' human trafficking rings and the sex slave rings? You know, it's pretty crazy that, you know, and I feel like, you know, these people are always going to try and get away, like get around things. But I don't think we're doing enough to actually stop any of this, like any of these things. You know, a lot of people, you know, they say they want to make the world better, but they continue to, you know, dedicate resources to crap that just really doesn't matter as much as other things. You know, like, all the resources that we dedicate, you know, especially, like, in a journalistic point of view, you know, you dedicate all your resources to, you know, going out and finding Justin Bieber on a island, hoping that his, you know, hoping that his penis pops out one time, instead of, you know, using some of that resources to, you know, bring good news into the world, go into, you know, inner city neighborhoods and, you know, get the kids to be a part of something, you know, get a story on, you know, what it's like to be, you know, in the inner city, you know, and maybe spread some hope. But no, what do? We're just, you know, we just go out and we just look for bad shit and, you know, we're hoping that celebrities pop out a tit or do something weird. If we just dedicated our resources, and I'm just talking about, you know, and this is all over, so, you know, I started at speeding tickets and, you know, parking tickets, which are just really ridiculous because I just feel like, you know, and it's just all of us. Like, I know how much money they take out of my freaking bank account, and it is absolutely ridiculous. So, I can just imagine, you know, the people that actually make, you know, more money than I do, and you talk about millions and millions of people, of just, like, you know, how much they come away with when all of us are paying so much in taxes. This just seems really, really odd. And nobody cares. You know, it's just like, we just accept it. We feel like we have too much on our plate, and nobody wants to fight for, you know, just these simple rights. Like, I just don't understand why it's a thing for, you know, me to just be traveling home from work. Already got a long day, you know, still got a long day ahead of me. And then, you know, I maybe lose track of the speed, and it's just like, oh crap, you know, going 54 in a 45. And then, whoop, whoop. And then them pulling me over like we don't have anything else better to do. You know, how about go freaking stop that person from getting kidnapped? Let's put our resources together and, you know, help the kids, you know? Help the youth understand. And it's like, it's these, you know, it's just those reasons. And going back to, like, I'm such a big advocate for police. You know, I love police. You know, I was in the criminal justice, you know, I studied pre-law for like half a semester. Well, not half, I guess a full semester. But I really do. I love the law, and I definitely understand the law. And I understand our resources have to be dedicated somewhere. So I do get it in a sense, but I do also understand that we can put our time somewhere else. You know, it just seems very unfair. You know that, you know, you can go in a place, you know, you friggin' put money in this little machine. You go in a place thinking that's going to be enough, and then this place holds you up, and then you come back outside, and now you got a friggin' $50 ticket or whatever, you know, a parking ticket costs. And then sometimes you can't actually pay those tickets, and you can actually spend a couple nights in jail, which is friggin' ridiculous. It's like, we're going to give these tickets to, you know, these people, and so, if you get a ticket, you know, and it's a $300 ticket, and you already don't, you know, you're already struggling as it is, And obviously, this is not everybody that gets the tickets. But these are, you know, you're already struggling. And you're like, yo, how am I supposed to give, you know, $300? And I don't know everybody's situation, but, you know, you get your paycheck and they take the taxes out. And then you pay some of your bills. And then, you know, I don't know, maybe you got child support and you start paying all these things. And, you know, you're freaking drowning and they just say, here's a $300 ticket because, you know, you were just going fast this one time. That just doesn't seem, it doesn't seem logical to me when there are so many things out here that deserve attention and parking tickets and certain speeding tickets, which is, I just don't see, you know, how it's effective to where, you know, you have a cop just kind of just sitting in a parking lot. They're looking and they're waiting. And some of them have guns out and they're just sitting there. But some of them, you know, they don't. And then they catch you in the act. And guys, don't think I'm just saying, yo, we should be allowed to speed. No, that is not where I'm going with this. They do help keep laws intact and they do help to, you know, keep like try and keep traffic accidents down and stuff. So I get it. I'm not saying that they shouldn't do that. I am saying that they should dedicate some of those resources because every time I go through anywhere, there's just cops just sitting there. Like, how about you freaking go do something productive with your time? And, you know, I keep mentioning these, you know, these sex rinks and, you know, like all these drug deals and, you know, maybe you can keep more of the crime down if you weren't worried about, you know, the minimal crime. Like, I believe, you know, if you're going 10 miles over the speed limit, that's a minimal crime. You know, I feel like everybody's always going 10 miles over the speed limit. And just some people get caught. And that's just, that's what it is. And to dedicate so many resources, you know, and I guess I can imagine how much money they're making just off of, you know, giving people tickets. But that is absolutely ridiculous. And especially the parking ticket should definitely go somewhere. And don't charge me on the tolls, people. Whoever you are, you know, Florida Highway Patrol or not Highway Patrol. I guess that's like the Florida Highway Patrol. But no, like the people that run the Florida streets. Like, I have no clue who that is. But whoever's making me pay these freaking hefty-ass tolls just to drive, man. Like, dude, you're already raping me in taxes. Already absolutely destroy my anal with no Vaseline and taxes. So you should calm the hell down. Like, I freaking gotta pay like 40, 50 bucks just to drive to Orlando and then drive back. Like, that is absolutely ridiculous. Like, damn it, I'm already going to Disney and I'm gonna spend all my money there on hotels and food and theme parks and balloons because, God, my wife loves balloons and it's stupid. Absolutely ridiculous. To just say, hey, man, we need some extra money. You know, we got to keep these roads all smooth for you. Look, y'all don't give a shit if it's a smooth road. I'll freaking ride on a dirt road. I got mud tires. I don't give a shit. These people are freaking ridiculous. Guys, let's start dedicating our resources to different things. You know, and I'm not sure what we all pay for. You know what I mean? I have an idea of what we pay for some of our taxes. But then your insurance and, you know, basically I have insurance because, you know, it's like just in case something happens. And so, You know, and I do have USAA military insurance, which is very good. USAA is really good, man. And, like, to be honest, for everything. You know, they're just really good for everything. So I don't have as many problems with my insurance. But it does suck when, you know, you're paying all this money in insurance. You know, whether that be home insurance, health insurance, you know, car insurance, boat insurance, RV insurance. You know, any of that, you're just kind of, you know, throwing away money, and then, like, you know, maybe something will happen. And it just sucks because, you know, you probably go to the doctor maybe once every freaking 5 years. You know, just like me, I kind of, you know, that's just like, I don't know, you know, some doctors are quacks, and you really can't trust a lot of people. I feel like doing your own research is really good, but I mean, that's a side tangent. But either way, you know, a lot of your money is going to insurance, and it's just like, oh, well, I guess I'll pay this $300 a month in case something happens. And then they fuck you, because when something does happen, it's like, oh, sorry, you weren't covered for this. It's like, yo, I've been paying you $300, you know, and if it's home insurance, you know, like, over $1,000, you know, and you're just telling me, like, you don't cover this? It's like, are you kidding? Like, well, then what are you here for? And so, I just, you know, guys, make sure you have full coverage. You know, the USAA people had to tell me what all I was missing from my coverage when I transferred over. But it was just, it was really, like, it was really ridiculous, and it's still ridiculous, because you just might never use them. You just don't know. But then if you need them, you need them. So it's just like, yo, you're going to pay so much money before you even actually need them. Unless you're a horrible driver, which, I mean, like, most people in Florida, just is one of those things. But, and I guess our insurance, I guess everything here is just so much, it's high as hell. You know, like, car insurance in, like, you know, like, Mississippi or something. I'm not really sure what's in Mississippi. But, you know, in the little small towns, you know, they charge you, like, $30 a month. And it's just like, you just move into Palm Beach and Miami, and your insurance rates are like $350, you know, like a $1,500 premium. And you're just like, yo, what the hell? Like, I do not drive the Batmobile, man. I'm just here to go to work, go to the gym, you know, go wherever my endeavors take me, and then come home, man. Like, you seriously gotta charge me $350 a month, man? Ridiculous. And don't ever get tickets or, you know, like a DUI, because your shit's gonna be through the roof. And I'm pretty sure it goes up everywhere, but here, yo, your shit's gonna be like $1,000 a month, and you're gonna not be happy. So, guys, I just feel like we need to figure out what the hell's going on. The system, I believe our country, you know, USA might have the best system. Well, some of them. Like, I mean, you know, when you talk about, like, judicial and stuff, you know, I'm pretty sure it's a lot of other things are just messed up, you know, and I'm not too fond, you know, I'm definitely still learning about other parts of the world. But here, we need to get our shit together, man. We really do. You know, sitting in the cuts, waiting for a car to drive past you so you can pull them over and give them a $300 ticket. It's not fun, man. How would you feel if you got a $300 ticket? Just anybody. It's just not fun. We do know you keep the law. But let's try and, you know, let's try and focus on some real stuff going on. Let's try and, you know, get those people that are like selling dope that are killing all of my friends over here. And I mean, I know this is more than just a South Florida thing, but it just seems like so many people over here are just dying from overdoses. And, you know, just like, I don't know, man, stop letting people buy needles or something. I don't fucking know what's going on. But so many overdoses. I've had friends die. You know, some family members die from these, like, horrible drugs. And but we're just worried about freaking giving parking tickets and speeding tickets. This friggin' speeding ticket, like, speeding tickets and parking tickets are not gateways to, you know, do drugs or go rob fucking buildings. These are just extra monies for the padding of the pockets of whoever, you know, whoever's freaking running this country. I don't know what the hell's going on about. I don't know what's going on, man. There's so many things that you have to question. And we're going to need somebody. We're going to need everybody to just kind of put their, you know, put our front foot forward. And, you know, fight for the people. Because I do feel like it's ridiculous. You know, if you catch a person going 30 miles over the speed limit, yeah, that's fine. You know, pull them over, give them whatever $300 ticket you're going to give them, and then go on with your day. But if somebody's going 6 miles over the speed limit, somebody's just, you know, maybe been parked there a little too long, you know, just let it go. Go do something else. Please. Because I just freaking, you know, I just hate seeing the freaking tickets on cars just because they're parked in a place where their taxes just pays for the whole street. All of our taxes just pay for the street. You know, the beaches, you know, we gotta pay to park at the beaches and gotta pay to park at the parks and pay to park at the theme parks. And it's just, yo, like, y'all don't have enough money already? Like, now people are just taking, now it's just like rich people taking from poor people. All the time. And, you know, I mean, I guess not, you know, some rich people take from rich people, because I guess rich people take trips too, and rich people have to pay for parking. But that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta do something. We gotta do something else, man. We gotta stand up for this. I may just be putting, like, all this aggression in one, like, in just one area. And so, you can totally disregard this if I'm just, like, all rambling and, which is, you know, what I usually do, I guess. But I feel like I should not have to pay, you know, a parking ticket. Like, seriously, man. Dude, I just wanted to go in someplace, come out and leave, man. I thought I would only be in there for a couple of minutes, but these people, they kept me, and then, boom, I got a parking ticket. Come on, man. But, yo, I was coming from work, and, you know, it's been a long day. I'm a little bit tired. I'm just going a little bit over the speed limit, man. Give me a break. Let's go catch some killers, man. Let's catch some drug dealers. How about that? Instead of just catching the regular person on his way from work, on his way to work. Come on, we gotta do better, guys. Guys, my name is Anthony Newton. I'm your host. Thank you for listening. Once again, guys, you can go follow me at waytoowoke.com. My Twitter handle is at KingNewton1077. Facebook, Anthony King Newton. I really appreciate the listening, guys. Like, comment, subscribe. I definitely like to hear from all of you guys. Once again, my name's Anthony. Stay woke, my friends. I'm out.